death is a natural part of life, but when it comes to day-to-day living, how do we grieve the death of a loved one? A one-day camp aims to help kids in Kentucky and Ohio who've lost a loved one cope with grief. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. 12-year-old Caitlin Schuler and her two younger siblings have been living with their grandparents in Maysville. The seventh grader says her papaw died of cancer in June.
I didn't know how to comprehend it. It was just so much of a shock that he was gone. And he was like a dad to me because my dad had been out of my life and my mom had been out of my life. And it was just heartbreaking to feel him just go.
Schuler has been getting support to cope with grief by talking with Peg Lynch, Community Services Facilitator at Hospice of Hope, a nonprofit organization based in Maysville. On this day, Schuler is attending the Mountain Pathway Grief Day Camp designed for 6 to 12-year-olds. Peg Lynch and her staff have been running the camp for 11 years. The staff is creating a safe place where they help the children process their grief through activities like music and art.
Why are we all here today?
Because our loved one has passed away, right? So that is something that keeps us all connected, right?
Lynch is easing into the day of activities with 10 children, including Caitlin Schuler. The camp is located at a retreat center on 145 acres in Hillsboro, Ohio. The day begins in the lodge where each child does a brief introduction and then selects a strip of colored construction paper and writes the name of their loved one who's died to create a paper chain.
The thing that I find most is that kids, when they're on their own, feel much more at ease expressing their loss than they do when they're with parents, because they're afraid that they're going to upset their parents if they talk about it because they've seen it. And the parents, when I talk to the parents, they say they don't want to talk to their kids because they're afraid to upset them. So it gives them somebody to talk to, somebody to interact with regard to their loss.
After reading a story about grief, Lynch divides the group of 10 into two teams. She asks them to make what she calls quick lists of fast food restaurants with drive-through windows, then lists of all the animated Disney movies, and finally a list of ways to cope with grief.
Coloring or painting, awesome. Sometimes you have to use art to express your grief, right? We just did that with Nan.
The campers make a brief stop at the snack table to munch on goldfish and cookies. Then everyone heads outside for the next activity, a 50-foot-high, three-sided climbing wall that sits in a green pasture under large trees.
Way to go, Ashley!
Lynch and her staff cheer the kids on as they climb the wall two by two, fully harnessed. Jasmine Barbie, Grief Support Services Bereavement Liaison with Hospice of Hope, says many people think grief camp is going to be sad and depressing, but the kids usually have a great time. She says climbing the wall is a team-building activity.
Because it teaches you that you need to kind of rely on other people to try and motivate you through your grief, and especially with this exercise, you need a lot of motivation so that way you can try and make it as far as you can.
As the rain starts to fall, the campers are guided back inside. Part of the day is spent making masks. Each child is given a mask and instructed to paint the outside with colors representing the face they show to the world, and the inside with colors representing the feelings they don't always show. 10-year-old Ashlyn Sargent is grieving the loss of her mom's best friend, who was like a family member. She shares her mask with the group.
And blue is for sad, and green is for happy.
Awesome. So you've got all kinds of feelings that you show the outside world, don't you?
And inside is sad and mad.
Sad and mad. You try and hide those?
According to Crossroads Hospice Charitable Foundation, an estimated 20% of children will have a close loved one die before that child's 18th birthday. Pediatric psychologist and associate University of Kentucky professor Megan Marzak says grief camps are a place children can feel understood and like they have something in common with other kids and other families.
Often kids end up feeling kind of isolated or alone and feel like their friends don't understand what they're going through. A grief camp provides them a place to feel understood from other people who have had similar situations.
Arts and crafts, swimming, wall climbing, and zip lining are some of the activities of Mountain Pathway Camp. As this year's camp comes to a close, the group of 10 children who've spent the day learning what grief is and how to cope with it share a song at the picnic with their friends and family. In Hillsboro, Ohio, I'm Sherry Lawson.